Chapter 2. A Deal. Plan B, as it turns out, is to put an ad up on Craigslist. They sit, huddled conspiratorially on the hill overlooking the graveyard. The glow of Tommy's laptop lights both of their faces as night creeps back into the world again. After their failure of a solution, the two of them had booked it to school in time for third period. With creative use of a bus, a sob story about orphans, and Tubbo hacking the attendance record, at least it seems he won't be having another conversation with his foster mother. Puffy leaves him to do mostly his own thing, but if there's one thing she won't let slide, it's school. "Are you sure this is gonna work, big man?" "Not like we have many other options," Tubbo shrugs. He pulls his hoodie sleeves over his hand as he reads over their work. The nights have been getting colder, and he casts a skeptical look at the demon in its tattered suit jacket. Upon leaving, his main hope had been that the demon would slink off to terrorize babies or something once they weren't watching. This had quickly proven to be null when they had crested the hill after school to see it in the same position. "I think it's very convincing anyway." Tommy side-eyes him. With a voice dripping in judgment, he reads out the best the two of them could come up with. "Demon translator wanted. 4!" he says. "Needs to be able to speak hell language in the general area of the city and not averse to light crime. Help needed ASAP. 3!" Fuck, Tubbs, can we chill with the enthusiasm?" Tubbo shrugs. "I think it adds sparkle. Besides, the next part is very convincing. Payment will include eternal gratitude, 2-year-old Halloween candy, $42, and possibly nuclear bomb. Contact us at bigman69@gmail.com. Tubbo grins. "See? Perfect." He reaches over and presses the post button. The screen buffers as it struggles against the shitty service. Tommy falls back on the grass with a groan. "Just let me tell Phil, boss man."
"No."
The post uploads. He casts his eye back to the demon. It's laid sprawled out in the same way as Tommy is, shivering slightly, and it makes something ache in his chest. He did this. He'll fucking fix it. Pulling his hoodie over his head, he tosses it in the circle. "This is going to fucking work." The demon hums quietly. Tommy just sighs. "You're so lucky I'm such an amazing friend." "I know, Toms." Being discluded from his and Wilbur's and Phil's channel, nights sitting in the graveyard when sleep doesn't come. If he faded into the dirt, a chill in his bone, will he finally see what he chases? Will he stop feeling so fucking empty? "I know," he says, and nudges their shoulders together. Well, there was only the wait. Surprisingly, they get a reply within the hour. Tubbo is settled in, leaning against a tree with papers sprawled in front of him, anchored back by rocks and stray candles against the incessant wind, when his phone chimes. He rolls his eyes. It's probably Puffy, asking when he'll be home, or maybe Wilbur, with those obscure memes he offers like a withering olive branch. He doesn't want to talk with either of them right now. He doesn't really want to talk at all, too lost in thought about spite and all those things that can't be washed away. Paint and blood and the smell of booze. He sighs and grabs his phone anyway. Disbelief swells in his chest. "Holy shit, Tommy," he breathes. Blindly, he swats next to him, catching Tommy in the face.
"Jesus, what?
"Our ad got a reply," Tubbo says gleefully.
"Fuck, I didn't think that would work."
"Wait, seriously?"
"Yep, from someone called..."
He squints at his phone. "The Blood God." Tommy blinks.
"Well, that's a stupid-ass name. What is this, a 2000s punk band?"
"It doesn't matter. Point is, they can meet up with us in an hour." Tubbo begins furiously typing, drafting up a response.
This could be it. This could be what they need, to tie up all the loose ends in a way that didn't leave him with blood in his hands or the thorns of resentment growing tighter. And if this mysterious blood god, with nothing but a black box for a profile picture, is a little suspicious, well, those are risks he's willing to take. Tubbo has a demon, a knife, and creativity. It'll all probably be fine. He hits send with a flourish. Tommy's begun to shift nervously beside him, trying to peek over his shoulder. Well, he asks, what's the fucking plan then? I gave him the dress. He'll be here in 20. Tommy blinks. Tubbo's already sat back down, buzzing lightly from the adrenaline. Fuck, he doesn't think he can do any more homework. Still, he stands up with the flashlight on his phone with a sigh. Staring at his paper, he thinks that the words might have made more sense in the darkness than the light. I'm sorry, you did what? Gave him the address. Tommy stares some more. Even the demon, who crept closer sometime during the flurry of motion, looks at him with wide eyes. It has his hoodie draped over its shoulders, like the world's smallest, most pathetic-looking cape. Tubbo refused to think of it as endearing, as the silence stretches on. Tubbo, I... Tommy pinches his nose. Big man, Tubster, please tell me you did not give some creep on the internet our exact fucking location in the middle of the goddamn night in a cemetery. Well, when you put it like that, it sounds bad. Tubbo huffs. Tommy makes a noise like a dying animal. And really, Tubbo does have a method behind his madness. He has dozens of platitudes and backup plans, and his father's knife heavy in his pocket. But it's kind of funny watching Tommy sputter. And he's never claimed to be a good friend, a good person. So all he does is shrug as the other works himself into a fit. Tubbo makes faces at the demon, watching as it tilts its head in bewilderment, and doesn't regret. Sometimes you just have to gamble. Sometimes you have to grab life by its fucking throat and tell it now. Tubbo is not one to overlook opportunities. He's not one to miss out just because there's a little danger, and so he remains steadfast. And when he sees the glow of headlights pulling into the cemetery's parking lot, some ways away, he doesn't falter. Tommy puts his head in his hands. I really hope you're better at killing shit than you are at getting out of circles, he tells the demon. He does nothing but hum back, confused. It's all right. Maybe the blood god is allergic to winter candy apple candles. Tubbo shrugs. Tommy stares. God, we're fucking doomed. Right on cue, there's a sound of crunching leaves as someone makes their way up the hill. With heavy, dragging footsteps, Tommy goes abruptly quiet. He slinks behind the demon, despite his earlier doubts, as their solution to this clusterfuck ambles closer. The wind blows quietly, a haunting, jagged melody, and Tubbo's heart pounds in time with the steps. He fingers his knife. The air rattles in his lungs when he stands slowly, crouching behind the tree, and... someone steps into view. Tubbo blinks. Tommy, with his usual, stunning amount of tact, cuts through the silence like a sledgehammer. Your hair's fucking pink, he blurts out, and then ducks further behind the monster. It doesn't quite work with his height, and the stranger, they're out, lets out a tired, droning sigh. And that, he says monotone, is a whole actual demon from hell. The demon warps confusedly to itself. Tubbo grins with all of his teeth. Welcome, Mr. Blood God, he spreads out his arms, to the fun. The Blood God's name is Technoblade. It is, as Tommy informs them all, arguably more humiliating than a pseudonym, as well as some emo-ass shit. Technoblade just glares tiredly at that. He seems to regret coming, but it's far too late to back out. Tubbo is already near giddy with the possibilities while they talk, sprawled out on the grass in various positions. Tommy has come out from where he was hiding, laying with his limbs carelessly flung about. Tubbo leans against his tree, a notebook in his hands and a wild glint in his eyes, extracting every bit of information he can from their guest. Sitting cross-legged near the demon, the man is the most put together of the four of them. Even with the limited light from his flashlight, Tubbo can see a collared white shirt, black slacks that lead to scuffed combat boots. His face is what betrays his age, though. Bone-deep tiredness and sunken eyes. Tubbo is familiar with the local college repertoire. And considering Technoblade also brought a coffee with him despite it being nearly midnight, he definitely fits the mold. So let me get this straight, he says, after Tubbo, with the occasional interjection from Tommy, finishes explaining their situation. You, a literal 16-year-old child, managed to summon a demon. And now that you've realized what a colossally stupid idea that was, you don't know how to send them back. Actually, Tubbo says wisely, I'm 17. Technoblade just gives a long, exhausted sigh. Wordlessly, he stands with far too much of a flourish, considering he's in a muddied graveyard with two kids, and ambles towards the demon. Tommy scrambles up as well, indignant. Well, you don't have to be a bitch about it. You know what they say about fucking teenage regrets. My regrets, Technoblade interrupts, do not include kidnapping a supernatural being. Gods, I'm surrounded by imbeciles. Well, your regrets sound hella fucking boring. Tommy and Technoblade continue to bicker as the latter makes a circle around where the markings used to be, crouching down to examine the torn-up grass. There's something oddly comical about it, a tall, regal-looking person with a lanky teen buzzing around him like a fly. Crouching in the mud and dried blood, they're all dirty as hell. They all probably look like criminals, grave robbers or kidnappers or the like, gathering for some fucked-up cult meeting. Technoblade seems like the type to enjoy a good cult. The story would check out if they got arrested. Tubbo giggles quietly. He wonder if this is what Puffy meant when she said to go out and make some friends. Well, good news, bad news. Technoblade leans back on his heels, now resolutely ignoring Tommy. It sends his friend into an explosion of cursing. He tries to push Technoblade over. All he manages is to fall flat on his face, while their guest shifts back, smirking. Good news is we have options, as I'm guessing you didn't do anything overly complicated. Bad news is you destroyed all hope of me narrowing down how you did this, so. Tommy tries to say something through a mouthful of dirt. Tubbo blinks as Techno motions the decimation of the hilltop. Huh. Maybe not his brightest move, in retrospect. So what's the plan, then? Tubbo asks. Can't you fucking talk to it or some shit? Technoblade looks mournfully at his coffee, which he left near the tree upon examining their work. Pinching the bridge of his nose, he sighs. He seems to be doing a lot of that, along with other expressions of annoyance. I can talk to them, he says, casting a meaningful look at Tubbo and Tommy at the pronoun. But rituals like this are notoriously tricky. There's going to be a catch. Tubbo tilts his head. Them, huh? His mind tumbles over the word, even as Techno stretches to his full height, looking at the demon sitting in the grass. It's they've been quiet through all this, watching on and on with those watery eyes. They look young. They look scared. And isn't that a fucking trip? If they aren't a monster, aren't some villain hell-bent on destruction, what does that make Tubbo? With his knife, his wits, his reflection that always looks a little too much like his nightmares. What has he done? He tries to tear his mind away, hands shaking. He tries to focus on how Tommy blinks, accepting this new truth, and moves on. But Tommy doesn't have to worry about being a monster. Tommy doesn't stay awake at night and think of digging up graves, dirt coarse in his lungs. Puffy locks the liquor cabinets, and Tubbo spends his nights wrapped up in lies and gambles and violence. You're stubborn, Schlatt had told him, a sneer on his face, sunglasses perched on his nose to help the hangovers. Tubbo's expression was reflected back, wrong, wrong, wrong. Just like your old man to the end, eh? And it was worse than the hits ever were. Tubbo roughly scrubs his hands over his eyes. When he turns back, the demon is looking at him. He's careful not to make eye contact, but their expression of fear burns his retinas, freezes him to the core. Stubborn, spiteful, rough stone and iron-wrought fences. He wonders if his victims will be the death of him, too. It's not like he can ask. It's not like he forgives Schlatt. Not like he ever will. So all Tubbo does is hiss out of breath as Technoblade finally begins to talk. You good, big man? Tommy murmurs to him. There's dirt on his face, concern in the slant of his mouth. But Tubbo just nods and gestures to the scene. Technoblade's voice captures his friend's attention soon enough, as he mutters a low, grunting speech. But more so, it captures the demons. They sit up straight with a chirp, shocked. Tubbo gets the full view as their face transforms from terrified to a wary hope while they say something back to Technoblade in a crooning voice. Their guest nods, pointing to Tubbo and Tommy with a drawl. The demon's mouth stretches, and Tubbo's heart jumps at the sharp, deadly-looking teeth, but Technoblade laughs. And he realizes, against all odds, the demon is smiling at them. "Hey, you better not be making fun of us, bitch!" Tommy yells. The demon flinches, but Technoblade just rolls his eyes. "Chill, chill, I'm just explaining the situation to them." He pauses, saying something else in that strange language. "Or him. He him. Gotcha." The demon bobs his head. A hysterical giggle bubbles in Tubbo's throat. Fuck, how's this even his life? From ghost stories to YouTube to sleep-deprived decisions, here he is. In the cemetery where his father and his fate are buried, Tubbo, for once, feels completely out of his depth. The conversation continues, and he shakes the feeling away. Tommy leans his shoulder forward, intrigued, even as he stays rooted stubbornly next to Tubbo. The demon has started to scoot forward. Abandoning the McDonald's bag, they have Tubbo's hoodie hugged against their chest, with one arm as they gestured wildly with the other. Wind swells, and the pages of half-finished homework flutter. It shouldn't be long now. Metal creaks in the distance, and Tubbo absently wishes he could see the stars. The only light is glowing eyes in his phone, though. A beacon in the night. It paints a scene with promise. Techno turns back to them. Red on one side, green on the other. The demon is sitting cross-legged right behind him. "Good news, bad news," Technoblade starts. But Tommy cuts him off with a groan. "Not this again. Just get to the fucking point, Jesus." "Good news, bad news," Technoblade interrupts, bored. Tommy bares his teeth. "It's fixable. You got lucky in that. But, well, you're gonna have to make a deal." The word hangs above them, an anvil ready to drop. "A deal?" The words are faint. Distantly, Tubbo realizes it's him that said it. Him that's gonna have to live with the consequences that the demon is staring right at. "Yes, a bond, or so he's been saying. Just ask for protection, money, weapons, whatever kids like these days, and you're golden. And I can finally get back to sleep." Tubbo hums, mouth pressed in a firm line. Tommy's babbling next to him, something about, "That's not fair," and, "What, you think we're fucking crazy?" But he's not listening. He's looking at the figure in front of him, dirty, exhausted, and still nervously holding his hoodie to his chest. When they see Tubbo staring, though, they offer another slightly terrifying smile. "And what do they want in return?" Tubbo asks. A strange feeling bubbles in his chest. "My soul?" Technoblade tilts his head. "I think he just wants out, kid. He says he wants to go home." The demon chirps something. "Oh. And yeah, apparently, they do also want your soul." "What the fuck?" Technoblade raises his voice over Tommy's yell. "But only on Sundays." Which is pretty generous, all things considered. God knows I was never this pleasant when people summoned me. Tubbo blinks. Tommy gapes. And Technoblade just shrugs, eyes flashing a bloody crimson. The light shudders, red overlaying the green for a moment, a second before going back to normal. "So what'll be, kid?" their guest asks with a wild grin. The wind seems to pick up, whispering promises and lies and telling all of the things that could be his. That will be his if he just accepts the deal. Mercy or death, to compromise or kill. Tubbo takes a shuddering breath and closes his eyes with a grimace. The red light follows, dancing along his eyelids like the glow of morning, of dripping blood. But he finds he's not afraid. There is no fear of the two demons. For that's what Technoblade has to be, in the dark expanse of his mind. Instead, there's only a creeping calm. Even as Tommy swears, as the world seems to whisper of the blood god and fate, It prevails. He knows what he has to do.
Tubbo opens his eyes.
Tranquility shifts as he steps into where the circle should be, into the heart of his mistake.
Tubbo is not fucking afraid.
After all, he thinks grimly, looming over the demon, the only one to be feared is himself. It is there in wide eyes, in panicked breathing, in growing up crooked and wretched and wrong. The least he can do is try and bend towards the sun, toward what's right. And as he offers a hand to the demon, he can only hope he won't die in the process. A clawed, dark hand finds its way into his, and everything explodes into light. Red, green, the blare of sirens. The world is shaded with smoke. It's not quite right. There's no words to describe it. No way to quantify the twisting abstract of it all. But it comes as close as any. It mimics the churning of colors beyond perception, the burning in his lungs, the burning everywhere, and heat without fire, destruction without sight. It tastes like poison. It feels like fucking vitriol, the cloying smell of alcohol that's followed him on and on and on. Tub always thought he would end up in hell. Seems he was right. He tries to breathe, but there's no air, only an endless siren, a warning for those who will never, ever heed them. The world splinters like shattered glass, and all he knows, all he is pain. He can hear someone laughing. He can feel a rough, familiar hand ruffling his hair, a low voice in his ear. Like father, like son. He's dissolving at the seams. We're family, kid. You should have fucking known. And then, as soon as it started, it's gone again. And Tubbo can hear someone sputtering out apologies.
Oh my god, that's totally my bad. I didn't, think all that through.
Tubbo wheezes out an exhale. He can't feel his fingers.
Gods, are you even, good over there? Crap.
His body feels distant, dreamlike, as the air presses thickly around him. Tubbo tries to move his arm, and pins and needles explode over his skin. Fuck. He hasn't felt this out of sorts since the time Tommy not-so-accidentally electrocuted him. And even then, he didn't have a phantom touch crawling over him. Slurred words reverberating through his bones. The voice is still rambling on. Tubbo blinks stars away, colors that are too bright, too there, too all-consuming. Red, green, red, green. He can almost hear the sirens. The words mean just as much danger. Something more lurking just under the surface. And it's like he's fucking flying. It almost tastes like freedom. It almost feels like he deserves something more than the burning rage of hell. That he isn't imagining the concern in lifting wobbly syllables.
Here, let me just, let me...
A hand nudges his arm. The world tilts on its side.
Ender, now you're spinning.
Tubbo blinks again. Oh. Oh. He literally is flying. Scratch all that poetic shit. What in the ever-loving fuck is going on?
Yeah, I guess all this would be pretty confusing. Just give it a second.
The colors shift again, and he can make out eyes peering nervously down at him. Tubbo focuses and manages to lift his middle finger. Shit, he didn't think the bastard would actually fucking kill him. Tommy's gonna be so pissed.
Oh, you're flipping me off. That's fine. This is all fine. I'm not actually gonna kill you, though. Just a heads up. Though I could. Hypothetically. Quite easily, might I add. But gods, that's not the point. I'm sorry, I'm a little freaked out right now. This is my first time.
Tubbo wheezes, first time.
Oh, that's mature.
Tubbo tunes out the following rambling as he focuses on coming back to his body. What's left of it in this place. When he looks at his hands, they seem blurred, distant, like the wind could blow right through him. His thoughts feel similarly muddled as light fractures and spirals around. In the fragments, he sees amber-tinted faces, sneers of yellow teeth and bloody lips, and darker shapes. Less familiar demons, shifting like sand and smelling of sulfur. Tubbo strains his ears. There's a mumbling beneath the babble of the demon.
so he recognizes them as the memories trickle in. It slithers beneath his own too loud thoughts and poisonous memories. Something cold-hot, and of complementary colors, and unspeakably lonely. When the demon nudges him again, they rise in a whisper of, "Time forgot, alone, alone, alone," and his head aches.
"Sorry," the demon says, drawing away.
Tubbo moves his head, struggling to contort his body into something resembling standing. It's hard, with the scenery still rushing by, with the clash of opposites meeting.
"Sorry, I guess I should explain."
"No shit," Tubbo thinks. Or maybe he says it's it. Hard to tell, here. Everything spirals into one.
"We're in an in-between place, a limbo of sorts. It's literally between our two realms of existence, living and dead. Human and, well, me. I figured it would put us on more even ground, so we can actually go ahead and make the deal, if that's okay. I really didn't mean to send you to eternal torture."
"My bad," the dark whispers. There is genuine remorse there, but Tubbo is confused and distant and done with all this supernatural bullshit. He flips the demon off again.
"That's fair, I suppose," he sighs. "But if we're talking, well, order of events..."
Tubbo, luckily enough, has two middle fingers. He's kind enough to show the demon.
"Great, great, thank you. Now, can we actually get to business? I think if we stay here long enough, your soul kind of melts away to the void. And I don't really want to be trapped in a circle all my existence, so..."
Fucking epic. Tubbo imagines his soul sapping away into space. It sounds hella cool. If he had his laptop, he could even run an experiment, measuring the time and how long he can reasonably hold out. Would he turn into a ghost? He could fuck with Wilbur so much as a ghost, it would be wicked.
"Ender," the demon says, mildly scared. "You're literally insane."
Tubbo reaches out and pats their half-and-half hair. Their eyes flash purple, and he's reminded distinctly of a startled cat. The thought makes him laugh, even as he gets a flicker of friend, captor, in his head.
"So, the deal,"
the demon starts, and Tubbo rolls his eyes. In the haze, dreamlike realm of limbo, everything feels remarkably clear. He wants to mess with Wilbur, wanted to prove that he was right to himself, to everyone, to his dad. He can do that just as easily with a demon on his side instead of dead. "We," Tubbo says, the words thick, weighted, "are gonna cause so much fucking chaos." "Help me prove them wrong," echoes underneath. "Help me get revenge." And as something tugs on his soul, Tubbo reaches out and grabs a clawed hand of a cackle. The demon chirps, surprised, as he spins them around and the world shatters into pieces.
"Call me Rambu,"
are the last words he hears, and the shadows are awed, scared, hopeful, as the deal clicks into place. He comes to slowly.
"Oh my god, you fucking killed him!"
"Relax, child. I still need him to pay me. That's a bit counterproductive." And then all at once. Tubbo opens his eyes to a world that feels muted compared to what he just saw, and is already sputtering out a laugh.
"Look at him, he's finally gone fucking crazy!"
He say that as if he wasn't before. Rolling over, Tubbo pushes himself up. The demon, Rambu, is gone, leaving the scorched hill painfully empty. But he knows it's not for long. He can feel a connection humming deep in his soul, thrumming through his bones, and he's not afraid. The exhilaration is not quite faded as he turns to his companions. He flexes his fingers with a wild grin. "I'll get you your bombs," Tubbo tells Dr. Blade, voice hoarse. "And Tommy, I've just had a fucking amazing prank idea." The two stare at him, one human, one not quite, in the silence. And then Technoblade shrugs, telling him he'll be in contact, while he starts to walk away. Tommy facepalms with an exhausted, angry groan.
"You're actually giving him a bomb?"
But Tubbo is too busy plotting to care. The future is bright. The future will be fucking amazing. Chaotic. And Tubbo finds he's more than ready to raise a little hell.